Dear brothers and sisters in faith, summer service as guests, with joy, I wish to bring you the greetings of sister organizations to our summer services. Firstly, from the believers in Sweden. Greetings from SFC's summer services in Mockfjord, LLC, dear travel friends in North America. We, the children of God from Sweden and Norway, who have gathered at the SFC summer services in Mockfjord, Dalarna, send you greetings with the motto of our services. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. John 10, verse 9. Our motto is part of Jesus' parable of the sheep and the good shepherd. During our summer services, the voice of the good shepherd has been heard here in Mockfjord to the service guests on site and through remote connections. The message of the gospel has been able to sound forth clearly, and we thank our Heavenly Father for the summer services He has granted us. As we were able to gather just a few weeks ago for the cooperation meetings of SRK, LLC, and SFC, we also wish in this greeting to express our gratitude for the joy and unity of spirit that we experience during those meeting days. God guides the work of His kingdom, and we may marvel at how it develops according to His will. We have rejoiced in the large number of service guests who have traveled here, and especially in the many young people who have desired to come to the summer services in Sweden. We already noted during the cooperation meetings that for the youth of the small Zions in Sweden and Norway, becoming acquainted with children of God from other countries is important. God hears our prayers, and we may trust that He, as the Good Shepherd, watches over His flock. We wish abundant blessings from God for the summer services in Silver Springs. With greetings of God's peace and love, Mockfjord, May 17, 2026, Timo Lupinen, Chairman, Veli-Matti Häkkinen, Secretary General. The cooperative work meetings of the SRK, LLC, and SFC were mentioned in the greetings from Sweden. Today, the work of our organizations is more closely joined, and the global mission work is part of this mutual work. The Global Mission Work Steering Group oversees the work of various teams: operations, which supports primarily the mission trips that are planned and arranged; local activity support; facilities; pastoral work. An example of this is at the end of this year in December, if God allows, we will have a minister's camp in Gambia; learning materials and education; Kingdom of Peace; and humanitarian aid. Much of the teamwork is done by volunteers. Please remember this work in your prayers. Here is just a small window into part of this work today. We live in a remarkable time as we witness the spread of the gospel. There continues to be contact through the Kingdom of Peace website and social media feeds. Recently in Africa, a man from Ethiopia and another from Uganda were able to believe their own sins forgiven. These are two countries that we haven't had any mission trips to before. There is also direct contact to the LLC office and pastors. Every week, we witness the call to God's kingdom through repentance and the forgiveness of sins in the live WhatsApp services, which have been arranged in the Punjab province of Pakistan. We also hear from Asian and African believers of how the gospel is spreading among them across provincial and national borders. Although we marvel at this rapid spread of the gospel, we remember how Jesus reminded his disciples and us today, "Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." We also remember and pray as Jesus reminded his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." We also received written greetings to these summer services, first from Ecuador. "Dear brothers and sisters in North America, may the peace of God be with each of you. Warm greetings from the congregations in Quito, Ambato, Riobamba, Chiquicha, Salinas de Guaranda, Naranjito, and Guayaquil. Although we are apart, we remain united by the same faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and each of you is present in our prayers. As you gather at Silver Springs, Minnesota, for these days of services and fellowship, we pray that the gospel would strengthen your faith and reaffirms the certainty of salvation God grants us by grace through the forgiveness of sins. May these summer services be blessed, and may your families receive peace that comes from our Heavenly Father. We also wish to express our sincere gratitude to the translators and to all who support mission work in the countries where the LLC is present. Through your service, the message of God's word can reach our congregations and others. We ask that you also remember us in your prayers, so that God may strengthen us amidst the tribulations of this life and keep us steadfast in faith until we attain eternal life in his kingdom. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. May the peace of God be with each of us, the board of directors of the Ecuadorian congregations. And from Togo, "Dear brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great blessing to gather now around the righteous table of our Heavenly Father, or be connected via the internet or even in spirit. That which has been seen and heard from the beginning, the living gospel that moves one from death to life, from darkness to light, has reached Togo and continues to travel wonderfully through many other countries in Africa, in South America, and recently in Asia. The unity in God's kingdom is evident. Traveling to the same destination, we live of the same gospel of the forgiveness of sins, our power and our victory in the journey. You may all believe all sins and tiredness forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world." From Romans 1, verse 8. Let us remember each other in prayer. God's peace. Emmanuel Amatsefi, on behalf of the Togo believers. And from Ghana, greetings from the Lestadian Lutheran Church of Ghana. God's peace. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The believers from Ghana join in the motto of this year's summer services of the believers in North America. The events taking place currently in the world remind us to proclaim that which we have seen and heard to all people. May the God of peace guard and guide you, and may the summer services experience God's abundant blessings. God's peace. Joseph Kuss, Chairman, George Dodzi Denu, Secretary. And from Kenya, greetings of love and God's peace from the Lestadian Lutheran Church in Kenya. The believers in Kenya wish to send our warm greetings to the brothers and sisters in North America during this important time when you come together to listen and hear from God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. We are united spiritually with you and wish God's blessings for the summer services. And lastly, from Sierra Leone, God's peace, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The believers in Sierra Leone extend their heartfelt Christian love and greetings to all the brothers and sisters who will gather for the LLC summer services at Silver Springs, Monticello, Minnesota, from July 2 through 5, 2026. As we reflect on the summer service motto, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Our hearts are united in the precious fellowship of God's children across nations and continents. The Apostle John reminds us that the living gospel is not merely a message of words, but a testimony of faith experienced through Christ and shared among believers. Through this Holy Spirit, we are joined together in one kingdom, one faith, and one hope of eternal life. Although many miles separate us physically, we rejoice that God's congregation is one body in Christ. We pray that during these services, the Heavenly Father will richly bless His word, strengthen the faith of His children, comfort the weary, encourage the young, and grant repentance and peace to all who seek His grace. May the proclamation of the gospel, being renewed, joy and assurance that our sins are forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. The believers here remember you in our prayers. May the love of Christ dwell abundantly among all who attend, and may the fellowship experienced during these services strengthen each traveler on the journey toward our heavenly home. We trust that the Lord Himself will be present among His people, blessing the gathering according to His gracious will. With sincere Christian love and greetings from the believers and congregation in Sierra Leone, Esmond Masali, Chairman, David Jojo, Secretary.